Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf Chav Beis. We're holding roughly 10-12 lines from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara says the Az the Rava Letame. Let's do a very, very quick chazar on what we learned yesterday. The first case of our Mishnah of the 11 or the 10 ma'alois that we enumerated in the Mishnah, the very first case was Kalim Betrech Kalim, that you're allowed to go and toivel one kli inside the other kli if it's for truma purposes. However, if it's for kodesh, for kodeshim purposes, no, you cannot be toivel one kli betrech kli. What's the reason? Machlokes. And Reb Ila holds that the reason is because of?
Because you can't
chatzitza. The possibility of chatzitza, that the weight of the inner kli might weigh down in the outer kli, and the water won't be able to get through. You have a chatzitza problem. And the Rava said that the reason is?
It's not the kli, the aperture.
Because we're concerned that if you're going to allow a kli b'toich kli, somebody might take it the next step and be toivel machten v'tzinoiriyos the kli she'ein b'fiv kishveferes hanoid, and for purposes of a hashaka and a tvila, you have to have 40 saw, and therefore you have to have it all in one place. You don't have 40 saw in this little kli she'ein b'fiv kishveferes hanoid, so you don't need one. Yeah, but if it had a very large opening, so then it would be hashaka, it would be a connection, a kesher, shocha. It would all be one mikvah. But the fact that it's so small, you don't have mikvah water going in, kishver sanai, no good. So outside chash, you might come to them, but by kodesh or machmir, don't allow for kli b'techli. Good. And then the Gemara said, the azarov letame. We left there in the middle of azarov letame, again around 12 lines on the top of chav beis amad alef. Rabbi goes, the shitas of the yomer rabba. Salvi gargusni, shemilam kalim hidbilam tehoirin. What's a salvi gargusni? A sal, of course, is a basket. Our gargusni, says Rashi, is a sal godol mioid, a huge basket. Those types of items, nobody would mistakenly say, if you can go and toivel a kli inside a salvi gargusni, you can go and put machtam etzinoiris inside such a small little kli, she'ein befivki sheferis anoi, because these are two velten. These are two different worlds. A salver gagusni is huge. After all, what's the reason why people carry baskets? In the good old days before, they used to go and give out plastic bags, or even today, many stores no longer give out plastic bags, unless you want to pay $5 a bag, or whatever it is. Anyway, so you would go and take a basket to the marketplace, and be able to go and put in a couple of potatoes, a couple of tomatoes, a couple of apples, a piece of bread, whatever. You take home your shopping in your basket. If the store would go and give you a plastic bag where the hole or the opening to the plastic bag was kishferis hanoid, everybody would say, this is crazy, I can't put anything in, there's no room inside it, it's a huge bag, but the opening is kishferis hanoid. Ah, come on. So therefore, says the Gemara, salvi gagusni, nobody will go and be under the mistaken impression, if you can go and use salvi gagusni and go and toivel one inside the other, that you can go and toivel the machten mitzinorius beklish ein befim kishferis hanoid. And that's why Rava says, Shemilan Kalim et Bilan Tahoiran Sai for Truma, but even for Kodesh it's Tar. Now, this is basically where we left off. Now, Rava continues on. O Mikvah Shecholku Besalve Gargusni Hatoibosham Loi Otsaloi Tvila. If you have a mikvah, and the mikvah was divided in half, meaning that you had in the middle of a mikvah of Arboim Sa, you had a thin partition which was made out of wicker basket type of material. We're not talking about that. Mamish is a salve gargusni. You don't normally go and put a basket as your wall, but it means the same type of fabric, the same type of material as a salve gargusni, like a wicker basket type of material. This was in the middle of the mikvah. So now each side of the partition only has 20 saw. You don't have 40 saw. The tvila is no good. Now you're going to say to yourself, well, I can understand, because there is no hole kishveferis hanoid inside the basket. Had there been a hole kishveferis hanoid on the bottom of a basket, things would be able to fall through. So this type of partition also didn't have large holes. It had small little holes, like a wicker basket typically has, but it didn't have kishveferis hanoid. So therefore it doesn't work in terms of hashaka, it's possible. Also like tefillah. But then the Gemara wants to even fortify and graphically emphasize this halacha. To ara kula chelchule mechalchala or beinan the ikam emsa b'makim echad. What is this all about? So Rashi seems to be talking about a situation where you have a mikveh, which is not the standard type of mikveh that we have, where you have a man-built mikveh enclosure where you added water, but rather this is a situation where you have a natural pool of water where the water is oozing out and coming up from down below. You have a subterranean mayon, some sort of spring, some sort of well down below, and the land happens to be very, very fertile and very porous, and there's water that's coming up from down below, and up above I have 20 or 30 sub. If I wanted to go and toivel in that 20 or 30 saw, everybody would say, that doesn't work, you have to have 40 saw. Why? After all, if you dig a little bit deeper into the ground, you'll find that there's another 10, 20, 30 saw down below. And there's a connection over here. The connection is the porous earth that separates between the pool of water above surface and the water that is below the surface. Obviously it's porous, because you see that the water has come up and it hasn't rained in 30 days, but there's a whole pool of water from down below. Just like when it comes to land of that nature, that type of situation, even though that means that the earth is very porous and allows for water to come up from down below, nevertheless, you still have to have 40 saw above ground. You cannot connect the 30 above ground with 10 below ground. Ah, so you see it makes no difference that it's porous material. You have to have kishvei feres hanoid. So just like by ara, it's not going to work. The same thing is if you have a partition of salve kagusni, even though you see that there's water going from both sides, for instance, if you put blue dye on the one side, and the other side you left crystal clear, you'd see after a while a lot of the blue coloration is going into the other side of the salve gagusni. It's porous material. They're little holes. And stamazay, it's porous. Doesn't matter if you don't have kishver sanoid, you don't have mem soba makam echad, no good. And that's the end of this discussion of Reb Ila and Rav. Now the Gemara goes off a little bit, not on a tangent, and now explains our Mishnah from another approach that we didn't discuss or even think of until now. And that is, Mahani Mili, when we said in our Mishnah, or actually, it's not so much in our Mishnah, it's the Mishnah here on the bottom of Chof Aleph on the base, that Mishnah that says you have to have Erev Mikvois Kishveferis Hanoi Ki Oivik Halola Bishtei Etzbois Choizrois Limkoiman. For there to be an effective mikveh, you have to have a hashoka where the hole in between is kifer sanai. Aha. And therefore, what happens if I have a kli, which is, for instance, a kli like the kli she'ein b'fiv kifer sanai, and I have the machta b'tzinoi riyos, then we said on the omid base, everybody would agree, it would not be good. So our Mishnah that differentiates between Kodesh and between Truma is based on a gezeira that if I'm going to allow you to go and be toivel kli b'toich kli, then you're going to come to be toivel even machtav tzinayis. But I only have that gezeira by Kodesh. By Truma, I'm not concerned. After all, a gezeira is where the Chacham said, I have to be concerned, and the Chacham said, I'm going to make a mala by Kodesh, which I don't think is necessary for Truma. Just because you allow a person to put a smaller pot into a larger pot, you're not going to the next day go and take Machtav Tenoidus and the Klisha and the Fetra and Anoid. For Kodesh, I'm concerned to make a Gzeda. So that's one of the malas that we had in the Mishnah, the first of the 11. Okay, says the Gemara, all of that is Shayich Bahani Nili Bechli Tohar. If the outside Kli was Tohar, let's talk about, in fact, this little rosebud where you, a bud vase. A bud vase where you can only put in one little rose. Now, rose obviously is not something that you eat, so you wouldn't need tefillah for that. However, if you have one of these little bud vases, some people will put into it some vinegar to go and use for salad dressing. Other people will put in some other things to go and use for food. And so therefore, you got to go and toivel it. But it has a very small opening. Aha. That being the case, Zokti Gemara, when do I say that the Machten Metzinoiris would not become Tohoir? If you toivel them in an outside small little bud vase, that's Dafka if the bud vase is a Kli Tohoir. It was totally Tohoir. No Nevelis, no shrotzim, no nida, no zava gudish. The only thing that was tameh were the machta b'tzinoyis. You don't want to put the machta b'tzinoyis directly in the mikveh because you're afraid they're going to fall out of your hand, they're going to fall on the floor, you'll never be able to retrieve it. So you put them to this little bud vase, which you assume, you know, and then it's such a small little opening, it won't fall out, it'll stay inside. So we said that that's no good. That's only no good if the bud vase was tohar. If the bud vase itself was tohar, and therefore I want to effect tahara, both to the outside kli and to the inside kelim, the machmitz yinayis, migui tesalka tvila lekule gufe demana salka lunami lekelim teispe, because we have a migui. Migui, of course, is a svara. It's not so much a svara as much as that's the halacha. Meaning, what would happen if I don't have machdam scenarios? I just have my bud vase, which I'm using for salad dressing, unfortunately became tummy. I put it into the mikveh. It has a little hole, she'ein b'fifka shenaris anoy. Everybody would agree, it still becomes tohar, even though there's no pifka shenaris anoy. Why does everybody agree that that's the case? Says Rashi, because it's almost like, what's the famous expression in the Gemara, kiboylei kachpotoi. Here it says Rashi, just like Tumah was able to enter into this kli, so Tahara will enter into the kli. Because after all, if you're going to tell me it's so small, then how does it even become Tumah? But the Torah says it becomes Tumah in this form. So the Torah says it becomes Tumah in this form.
Well, that's not as far, because it becomes Tumah, because it obviously a metal kli.
It's or a, it could be glass.
Or glass is midrabanan, but it's a metal clay, and it has something Tamei touched it externally. So
you're absolutely right.
So you don't need that.
Let's look at Rashi. See, Migu de Salka, Rashi is a few lines higher than where we are in the Gemara.
Yes, please.
Migu de Salka, Tvil, Gufish, Okli, Li Toher, Toichoi, Ali de Mayim, Hanich, Nosen, Derech, Piv. Why does it become tohar? Aye, there's no kishver sanoi. Dekutumasai kentarasai. Just like the tumah was able to enter into this kli, I know it's not. We're talking about a physical entry of water. Mm-hmm. It's the spiritual entry of the tumah
right.
By touching it from the outside through azava, etc. Salkanami tvila lekelim shivasaychai. Just like the outside became tamei. And how do you mitire it? By having water go in and out and slosh through, even though there's no kishveres anoy, but that works. So, migo that it works for the gufay shel kli. Salkanami, that same tvila will help even to the kelim shebesoicha, which are going inside. So under normal circumstances, if this was a kli tohoir, since it has such a small little opening, the water inside would not be considered connected to the mikvah, because that's less than shveres anoy. But since for purposes of the kli itself, I allow the water inside to be connected to the mikveh. No, migui that those waters help for the external kli, it'll help even for the internal kelim. And that's what the Gemara is saying.
It's counterintuitive that a tahar actually insulates from the main mikveh being mitayr. It's actually very counterintuitive.
So isn't good that we're learning this Gemara? Otherwise, for the rest of our lives, we wouldn't know the halacha. So it's good that we now know what the din is. So therefore,
that's true for the Kodesh and for Truma across the board.
Ah, that's a very, very good question. So let's hold that question for a moment. Vahani mili, that we said that you have to have kishveferes anoit to toivul the machta mitzinoiriyos, that's dafkif the outside kli is torn. Av the kli tamei, migin salka tvila kuli gufei de mana, salka nami lehu, nami lekelim de ispe. How do I know that that's the case? Then not because I have a Mishnah Maseches Mikvayos. Kalim, Shemilim Kalim. Oh, our case. Kli inside a Kli. Mitbilim and he toivled them. Hari Eilu Tohoirim. They are Tohar.
That's for Truma.
One second. How do you know that's for Truma?
Because that's where the Maslokas we said, they're not for Mina.
Okay, very good. Not only do you say that, if you look at the Rashi says, Hari Eilu Tohoirim. They're
Truma.
And notice, v'lechilek, in this Mishnah, we have not been mechalik bein piv rochav lepiv katzer, meaning that even if it happens to have a very narrow opening, it's less than a kishveres anoy, it's also going to be tar. Really? I just thought that if it's not kishveres anoy, it's not going to be tar. Oh, says the Mishnah, v'im le'tovav, if you didn't toivel, mayim u'merobim, achiyu u'merobim kishveres anoy, then you have to make sure kishveres. What it means vim leitavu? If you didn't put in the mikveh, how is it going to become tohar? Nothing's going to happen. What means im leitava? It explains the Gemara. My ka'amar the im leitava. What does it mean? Hachi ka'amar. Then einoi tzarech lehad bilay. If the outside kli does not require tefillin because the outside kli
is tahar,
then my mamurav, and then you have to make sure that the water that enters at shimurav and kishvei feres hanoi. Ah, so now let's look at the Mishnah again in its entirety. The Reish of the Mishnah says when you put Kelim atoich Kelim, they are Tehoirin, even if it has a Pivkotzar, said Rashi, so narrow that it's less than a Shveris Hanoi. But if it's less than a Shveris Hanoi, how does that work? Oh, Vim Leitoval, if the outside Kli didn't require Tefillah, because the outside Kli was Tahor, then you have to make sure that the Maimu Merovin has Taki Kishveris Hanoi. So then what was the Reisha talking about? The Reisha was talking about that the outside Kli did require Tvila.
Right.
Ah, so if a Kli, the outer Kli requires Tvila, so even though there's no Shveris Hanoi, it's fine. Migud the Otsala Tvila and Tahara for the outside Kli, you're going to have now Tvila and Tahara for the inside Kelim. But the other way around, if you're talking about the outside Kli, Loitoval means because it was Tahar all along, then the water that goes in and out will not be Matayah the Machlin the Tzinoyos inside this little Kli.
So the Mila, the Kli Tameh, may Kli Tahor.
Yeah, ironic.
Yeah. That's a counterintuitive irony.
It's a Mala, it's a very interesting, a Mala is an ironic word.
Exactly. So this is now that halacha, that's the Hanimili. Now what does this apply to? Rashi clearly says that this applies to Truma. That like, when it comes to Truma, I don't care whether it's a larger or a smaller Kishveres Hanoi. However, Tosis disagrees with the Rashi. And Tosis says that we're talking about not only for Truma purposes, but even for Kodesh purposes. That what? That the Locha, that Gabi Kodesh is all to the same thing. That if you have a large, if the outside Kli is Tomei, Migui the Otsalei Tefillah for the outside Kli, even for the inside Kli, and therefore we wouldn't have the distinction of the Mali in our Mishnah in a case of a small little Budvaz, in which you put into it the Machta Tzinoiris. If both of them, the outside Kli and the inside Kli, require Tahar, require Mikveh, because they're both Tameh, then both the case of the Truma and the case of the Kodesh, they would both be Tohoir, even though you don't have Kishvashveris Hanoi. Why didn't you go and tell me that there is a Mala of Kodesh over Truma? Yes, that's only where the outside Kli is Tomei. I'm sorry, when it's Tohar. I see your counterintuitive irony is falling in. Only when it's Tohar. Since the outside Kli doesn't need Tahara, then in fact the Kalim inside.
They need Shveris Hanoi to get the Tahara into them.
Exactly. And then that's when I'm Goyzer, even by larger Kalim, or to the small Kalim. However, if you're talking about a situation where both of them require a tefillah, so then Tosis says the same thing applies not only by Truma, but even by Kodesh.
Where does it say that?
I knew you'd feel that way. If you look at the top Tosis, my Ikka, you don't have to go through the whole Tosis. Just go to the middle of the narrow lines where it says Umi Urashi Mefarish Masnisin. My Bilan Kli B'Toch Kli B'Shishneim Temeyim. Rashi and our Mishnah said they're talking about that both of them are Tamei. Where was that Rashi? If you go back to Rashi and Chof on the page, Rashi says, Achirayim betoichu beis atzvita. No, it should be the early one.
The first Rashi. Bilin kli betoch kli kishish
it's ironic that I look at the third Rashi, you should look at the first one. Good.
It's the first case that...
Exactly. Shishneim Tvei, both of them are Tameh.
Right.
So even the case of both of them are Tameh, Rashi says that there is a difference between the Truma and the Kodesh. Didn't we just say now that Miga that Asila Tuma Tahara for the Kli on the outside, it's going to help for the inside. That's Rashi over here and is consistent with the Rashi in the Mishnah. Only by Truma do I say that, but not by Kodesh. By Kodesh, even though both of them are Tamei, nevertheless, you don't say the Migud, the Asila, Tahara for the outside, also for the inside. But Tosis says, Linear, I disagree. It's all tesalka for the pnimi. So you see, have a machlekes Rashi and Toisis, and therefore the way Toisis is learning pshat in our Mishnah, it's only in a case where the outside kli was in fact
tahor.
So you don't have the migud tesalka li tahara to the outside, also to the inside. But Rashi says it's only the case of truma and not the case of kodesh. You have a machlekes Rashi and Toisis how this impacts on our Mishnah.
How did Rabbi Allah learn all this? He didn't get into any of this.
He was only dealing with chatzitzes.
Right, so we don't know how he told.
Now we'd have to send him a telegram, ask him what he holds. Good, so this is the end of this shtickle. That we said machlokes Rav and Rabbi Ila is in fact a machlokes Tanoi. Now, what was the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Ila? Well, we know that Rabbi Ila said that a mishnah has to do with chatzitza, and Rav said it has to do with the shveris hanoi issue.
Right.
But the Gemara said yesterday the ikka benayim. If you go back to the sixth line to the top of the omit, my ikka ben Rav and Rabbi Ila, ikka benayim sound like a gusni. Shemilim kevim, mitbila. The mami mishim chatzitza, mini koch Rabbi Ila, ikka. I have the kashash that the inside kli is lying on the bottom and there's a chatzitza. But according to Rav, Zim Shem Shafim, there is no such mitzias, so there is no need to be goyzer in such a case by salvin gusti. Says the Gemara, that machloikis is identical to the machloikis of the following brisa. The sign we learned in the brisa, salvin gusti, shemilan kelim et bilan bein lekoidish bein letruma are tahorin. They're totally tahor. Now, why aren't we distinguishing between the koidish and the truma? In our Mishnah, we distinguish between koidish and truma. Because it goes according to Rava. The Rava says the only time we distinguish between Kodesh and Truma is if you're talking about a regular Kli. Because if you're going to allow for toiveling a pot inside a larger pot, or otherwise a small dessert plate inside a soup bowl or something similar to that, so then I have to be concerned. But by Salvik Agusni, Rava said you don't have to be concerned because nobody ever would say, if you can go and turn the Salvik Agusni, you can go and put in the Machtav Tzinoyis into those little bud vases. That's if for Zotimara. That's why Rava said, I'm not Choshish in that case, and there's no difference between Choshish and Truma, they're both Tahar, and it's fine. And that's the Tanakama, that's Rava. Abishol Oymer, the Truma, it works. Because the concern is not the shveferes hanoi concern, it's the chatzitza concern, and that concern is only by truma. And I'm sorry, only by koyish and not by truma. And therefore, by koyish you have to be machmir, but not by truma. Very good. So we understand the machlokes. Rabbi Ila and Rav is a machlokes tana. And now we're going to go to a question that we already raised yesterday. Freitimar ihochi. Truma nami. Why are we distinguishing between Koyudish and Truma? And Rashi says this kasha is according to both Reb Ila and according to Rava. Meaning, what is the concern? Why do we make a mala by Koyudish? Because according to Reb Ila, if you can put a kli b'toich kli, the weight of the inner kli might cause a chatzitza vis-a-vis both that kli and the outer kli. Okay, so that was Reb Ila. What was the concern of Rava? If you're going to allow Kli, but the Kli, somebody mistakenly is going to go and put in Machve Tzinoides in the Kli She'em Befev, Kishveres Hanat. Zokti Yimori, yes. Ihochi, that concern, either concern, L'choyre is equally the same concern L'gabi Truman Ani. If I'm worried about a Chatzitza, I'm worried about my Trum also Chatzitza. If I'm worried about that you're going to put Machve Tzinoides, Kishveres Hanoi, so the same thing applies. Why am I distinguishing between Koidish and Trum?
The answer is Kodesh is more Chomer.
Yes,
but there's still a problem. And if you have people, people are tolling Kalim, and they start tolling Kalim, the Truma, you're worried about misapprehensions. They'll make misapprehensions for Truma.
If that happened,
it's a Chatzitza for Truma, or they'll make misapprehensions for Truma, and then eventually for Kodesh too. It's a practice issue. It's a public a good policy, good practices.
What you're saying is excellent, but in addition to that, when the Chachamim make Zeirus, they don't go and just do it because Kodesh is more Chomer than Truma. Let's try to find as many Chomers that we can go and dump on Kodesh. There's got to be some basis for the Gzeira, for the Takana. not just because it's a great thing. It's more chumrah, so let's add another chumrah, the chumrah of the week club or the chumrah of the month club. There's got to be a reason. So Rabila said this is a very valid reason. I'm afraid there might be a chatzitza situation where the inner and the outer. If that is in fact a real concern, why isn't it concerned by truma? And maybe according to Rabba, if I'm going to allow for a big kli and a smaller kli, the next time someone's going to take one of these little bud vases, you're going to go and put in a couple of toothpicks, metal toothpicks, and you say, oh, you know, you're allowed to put kli b'toy kli. If it's a concern by kodesh, why is it not a concern by truma? Either it's a valid concern or it's not a valid concern. You make up your mind. So we're going to have a little bit of a discussion back and forth. Don't jump on the answers on the kashas. You'll see there'll be a nice back and give and take. Yochi Trumanami say the same thing. To whom are we addressing all of these halachas of the Tumah V'Tahara? Chaverim. Because as Rashi and Amoritz is such a global Amoritz, he doesn't even know to go and ask, and even if he knows to ask, he doesn't care. Rashi uses the expression number one, Le'osi Kamon Le'mishol. He's not going to come to ask us any questions. He said, the rabbi, what are they? No, the Tara, Tumah, Moreover, says Rashi, even if he comes to ask, he's not going to listen to you. The Gemara is going to use an expression a little bit later on the Amud Beis that if you go and tell him that his food or his kelim are tameh, he's going to say, Rabbi, your kelim are tameh, mine are tar. You don't know what you're talking about. So therefore, we're talking to chaverim. So to my chaverim, midiyadi. The chaverim are very, very careful, and they know that if they are going and toiveling kelim for truma, they'll make sure that the inner kli is floating and is not going to the bottom. And you're talking about shver sanai, they know to be careful not to make it a small little opening. Well, it's got to be at least shver sanai, and they know. Frey Timura, if that's the reason why you're not concerned by truma, because they know. Ihochi koydish nami. Don't they know the same thing with Gabi koydish? If they know, then they'll be careful to make sure there's no chatzitz. They'll be careful not to be less than shver sanai. Zogti Gemara, Chozile Amoretz, V'ozel Matl. We're not really concerned about the Chover. The Chover knows the halacha. Or if he doesn't, he'll ask the Rav and he'll know what to do. I'm afraid that it's an Amoretz that doesn't know any better. And he's going to go and see the Chover going and toivling Kli B'Toch Kli. And therefore he's going to say, oh, I see he did Kli B'Toch Kli, so I can also do Kli B'Toch Kli. Without knowing that the chaver is careful not to allow the inner kli to settle on the bottom of the outer kli, so that there's no chatzitza, and without knowing that there's a special shear of the kishveres anoit shear, Amoritz doesn't know that. So therefore, I'm afraid that the Amoritz is going to mimic the chaver, and that's why by kodesh I got to be noivis. I have to make sure that he doesn't, that the chaver doesn't do kli b'toch kli.
Right, exactly.
That's why I said you'll see that the dialogue.
But in general, we don't the kelim of Amoritz.
We're going to come to that as well. We're going to talk about all of those issues. But in the meantime, the Gemara says is the reason why by Kodesh I'm more concerned than Truma because I'm worried about the Maris Ayin of the Amoritz seeing that the Chover is doing something, he's going to mimic it. To make the Truma not because Amoritz. You have the exact same concern that by the Truma he's going to see what he's doing. So Timura, loin the kablina minayu. If the Amoritz were to go and use and toivel kelim kli b'toich kli, and after that use it for Truma, and therefore maybe the original tvila was not a kosher tvila because it was a chatzitza, or because it was less in shveres anoid, and now he's going to bring Truma, this Amoritz is going to bring Truma to a koyim chover is going to go and say to him, Mister, I'm sorry, you know, I really apologize, I love you, you're my best friend, brother, whatever, but I can't take the Truma from you, you hold on to it. So let me come in. So I, the chover, don't have to worry. I, the Amoritz, is going to go and use it. He's going to use it. He's not going to use it himself because he's a Yisrael. The Amoritz, that'll be his problem. But we, the chaverim, we're not going to go in the Kabul, and therefore I don't have to worry about if the Amoritz made a mistake. So let's not take kachim from them either, and therefore allow for the chaverim to go and toivel kli b'toich kli. We're not worried about the chaver himself; he knows not it. We just worry about the marasayin of the amoritz. So if the amoritz mistakenly goes and allows for chatzit or allows for less than a shveres anoy, it'll be his problem. I'm not going to take it from him, so it won't be a problem. So Timarna, I can't do that by Kodesh. Havila Eva, there's going to be sinner. He's going to be so upset at me. I'm a Jew just like you. You think just because I'm a reformed Jew, I'm not a Jew. I'm just as Jewish as you are. And therefore, don't go and tell me, remember, it's a great Timarna. Truma and Ami Havila Eva. And the same thing applies to Truma as well. How can you go and tell him I'm not going to take your Truma? By Truma, the Amoritz doesn't really care. After all, just like you have Kehanim Chaverim, you have Kehanim Amoratzim. So the Amoritz Yisrael that has Truma, if I, the Kohen Chaver, won't take it from him, I don't need you, Rabbi. I'll go to the other one. So he goes to John Smith HaKohen, who's also an Amoritz just like him. Oh, I got for you Shlachmunis, I have for you the Truma, and he'll take it willingly, no problems. There won't be any Eva. What about Legabe Kodesh? Why don't you say the same thing? So we'll see in a moment the Kodesh that we're talking about is not that somebody's shearing carbon shlomim with somebody else.
Yeah, what's the conditions, yeah.
We're talking about that someone's coming to the base of Mikdash with Yayin or with Kemach, with Soles for purposes of the Yayin, for Nisach HaYayin, or the Soles for purposes of going and bringing a carbon minach. As we'll see in a moment. Frank, you are a man, Tanit, the Chayesh to Eva. Who's the one that's nervous about Eva that the Amoratzim are going to be upset? Rabbi Yossi, the sign of Rabbi Yossi. Nei ma ha-koil ne'emonim al-taretz yayin v'shemen kol yemois ha-shana. Why, if anybody in Klal Yisrael brings yayin v'shemen to the base of Mikdash and says, here's yayin for the Nisach ha-yayin, here is shemen for the Korban Mincha, we accept it a whole year, not just on regular. The entire year. Why? Kadesh li hei kol echad vi echad hoylech u bona li atzmoy v'seyre paraduma li atzmoy. Ooh, so the Gemara is telling us now a very important lesson.
Wow.
Until now I assume that the Eva is, after all, we want it to be a Havas Yisrael, we don't want it to be sinner between Amoritz and a Chover. No, that's not the problem. The problem is that if you're going to go and refuse the Yayin v'Shemen, eventually the Amoratzim are going to get together and say, who needs the Chaverim in their Beis HaMikdash? I'll build my own Beis HaMikdash. We'll get together enough funds. You know, the UJA, they'll be very, very nice to us. We'll put in that application. We'll build another Beis HaMikdash. And then we'll be able to use our own Yayin v'Shemen. We don't want them to go and form their own Bama or their own Beis HaMikdash or to do their own Paraduma. We want to be, of course, in control to make sure it's done. Kedas u'kedin. So therefore, we have to be flexible about the inyanim of Tumah v'Tahara. Kol Yemois HaShana, and we're going to go and take Yayin v'Shemen. No questions asked from anybody and everybody that brings this to the Beis HaMikdash. However, when it comes to Truma, we always have another option. I, Yankel Smith, don't have to take the Truma. I tell him, I'm sorry, and I'm full, I have enough Truma. Why don't you go and give it to Johnny Smith, you know, your friend, the Amoritz, and give it to him, and he can use it.
We'll come and dive in the Amoritz for second essays.
Exactly. Mashenkel, I got by the case of the Koyanish, there I'm worried about Eva, that if Eva goes to the next step, where he's so angry, they never take from me Yayin v'Shemen. Who are these Chaverim? Who do they think they are? I want to serve Hashem just that. He might go do his Badal Atzmoy, or do his own Paraduma. We want to stay away from that. We had a situation like that here on the West Side years ago. What is this all about? You may remember, you may not remember, that years ago the favorite organ of Orthodox Jewry was the Allgemeine Journal. That was a Yiddish paper. The Allgemeine Journal was reported, and this goes back, I would say, maybe 40 years ago. Simon's father. Anyway, so frequently they had a story on the front page of the Allgemeine Journal that in Chicago there's a mikveh, and the reformer rabbis and conservative rabbis would bring their gerim to that mikveh to toivel and to become gerim. And there was a younger man who lived in Chicago who was a big kanoi and very incensed, and said, these gerim are going to assume, and the world outside will assume, that they're bona fide Jewish. Because in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, he's going to want to go and get married to somebody, and then they'll ask, who are you? I'm a ger. You're a ger, yeah. I told you there, you know, in the mikveh of Adas Yisrael on Main Street.
No, that before that, I think it was in Albany.
Whichever avenue the street was.
On Drake, maybe?
Drake Street, or Drake. Whatever on Main
Street.
The
Drake I went 2 years ago when I was a kid.
Anyway, the location is not as important as the fact that everybody recognizes that that's the Orthodox mikveh in town, and everybody will assume, oh no, he's probably a real bona fide get. So this person would put up every time, apparently the rabbis would come always at the same time of the week, twice Wednesdays or Thursdays, whatever, and he would go and put up big signs addressed to the Gerim telling you, potential converts, you should know this is a fraud, your Gerus is a fraud, don't bother going to the mikveh because a reformed Gerus is worthless. You can imagine reformed rabbis and conservative rabbis, they were up in arms, they were incensed, they called the police. It was Labor Day week after week after week. It was very geschmack. Okay.
I moved to New York already.
Okay, so now let's move back to New York. So Rabbi Weiss, Zichron Levracha, used to be the Rabbi Machshir of Arnik. So one time I was speaking to him and I said, Weiss, I heard Me'achorei HaPargod that here the West Side also allows for the Reform Rabbis and the Conservative Rabbis to toivul their gerim in Arnik. Shouldn't we do the same type of protest like they're doing in Chicago?
Our mikveh being
the West Side,
kosher mikveh. The one
on 78th Street, it's next to Miller's Cheese.
It used to be 78, now it's on 74th
Street. Right. We're talking about the one and the other name.
You're talking about the before but mikvos, about it's connected, the water is connected to the other.
Ashaka, right?
No, not to Ashaka. We said that the that water leaks, it's all connected, so therefore...
That's another problem.
Yeah, but that's another problem, because that mikveh, they had a problem of leakage.
Because of the subway.
Because of the subway. The vibrations. I was wondering, when we did that Gemara, how did they allow such a mikveh that has such a leak?
Exactly. So we'll talk about that another time. Okay. Let's talk about this case.
Okay.
Yes, please, thank you. Half Africa. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. So, I asked Rabbi Weiss, why do we allow, meaning he's the Rabbi Machshir, why does he allow for Gerusin of the Reform and Conservative rallies without mikveh? So he says to me, they have plenty of money, perhaps more money than we have. If we're going to refuse to allow the Reform rabbis and the Conservative rabbis to use our mikveh, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to build their own mikveh, and they're going to have their gerim toivul in that mikveh. So you say, okay, so then it'll be a fraud, and we'll know it's a fraud, because
it'll be advertised as a fraud.
Yeah, but he said the problem is that there are going to be many of our own Orthodox women that might live right next to that mikveh, and especially on a Friday night or whatever, and they say to themselves, why do I have to kriech 100 blocks the other place, and the Orthodox charge more,
right here,
and it's not so clean. Oh, there's a brand new mikveh, and it looks like a mikveh, it smells like a mikveh, it acts like a mikveh, big sign, mikveh, and therefore Orthodox women are going to go and use a non-kosher mikveh. It's better that we should have a monopoly on the mikvahs, that it should be in the hands of the Orthodox, as opposed to them being a boina bonali atzmai, digging out their own mikvahs.
Is this Rabbi Weiss from Maria?
Rabbi Weiss from Maria.
Oh,
exactly right. So therefore, you have that type of concept even today, that although there's sometimes we have to allow for certain irregularities.
Hold our nose, basically, and allow it.
Exactly. You got to hold your nose. But it's better to do that so that you shouldn't be Ava that they're saying, oh, they're not going to let you even make fun. So they're going to be buying a bundle of atzmai. They're going to do their own paradumas and their own mikvahs. Better not. Therefore, just try to conceive the monopoly, and if occasionally you can have a gerus, okay, we'll worry about it if that person wants to get married and marry into Kaisa. So getting back to our Gemara, so bottom line is, Omra Papa Kiman Mikablinan Ha Idna Sadusa Mi Amaretz. Why do we accept Edith and Amaretz after all the Amaretz? Kiman Kiribyoisi, otherwise they'll start their own Batidinim of three Amaratzen. And so therefore, let's continue the monopoly of the rabbis over all of these institutions, even though we have to bend the rules sometimes and allow for the Amaretz. Okay, so now all of this was very geschmack. Let's get back to our Mishnah. Why is there a difference between Kodesh and Mitru Truma if it's because of Chatzitza or because Shefaris HaNait? So the Gemara tells us, Mitzad the Chaverim themselves were the only ones that asked the questions. It doesn't make a difference. You don't have to worry. There should not be a mala of Kodesh over Truma, because anyway, they will ask, can I put a Kli B'tach Kli? Is there Chatzitza problem, Shefaris HaNait problem? So you don't have to worry. So why did I make the mala? I didn't make the mala because the Amaratzim, they're going to see what's going on. So, but Amaratzim, they're going to go and see Truma, and they're going to go and see Kodesh. So the answer is, if they see the Truma, and what do they do mistakenly by not asking the rabbi? They're going to go and do with a Chatzitza, or they're going to do less than Shefaris HaNait. So what's the worst? So then unfortunately they have Tom Meitik Truma. That's going to be his problem. It won't be our problem, because the chaverim among the kahanim will say, I'm sorry, I can't take it from you, I just ate fleishit, I can't take milchit, I just ate milchit, I can't eat fleishit, give it to somebody else. So he has another alternative, he'll give it to his
amor is chaverim. I'm gluten free, I can't take the wheat.
No, not the fleishit, with the
yeah, I'm just trying to make an illustration. Yeah. Exactly. On the other hand, if you're talking about kodesh, the only person that he can give the kodesh to is the person in Bismigish, the Mamuna, who's in charge of taking the Yain V'Shemen, the Yain V'Shem guy has to go and take that, because Kol Yom HaShana they took it. Otherwise he'll be Eva, otherwise he'll build his own Bismigish, his own Bum, his own Mikveh, his own Paradu, and therefore we want to make sure that in fact it is Torah as possible. So what do? We tell even the Chaverim, go and be very, very cautious. Don't do Kli B'Tar Kli, because the Amoritz that sees you doing Kli B'Tar Kli, he'll also do it, and there won't, there'll be a Chatzitza problem, Bishfer's Anoy problem. So let's do it out. So that's the reason for the Mala. The Mala is because the Amoritz might see the Maris Ayin concern.
Mamuna even accepts donations of Yain Shimon from Goyim, though. Doesn't he?
I don't think so. He will accept the money to go and use for Goyim.
But Carmen Ola from
Goyim is not a problem. But if it has a blemish, it's no good. It's like the Mas, if it comes to Bar Kamsa.
Right.
Exactly. If there's a blemish in the Yain B'Shem, he's not going to accept it.
I see.
But Allah Halamai, so look up the Rambam, he'll go into that.
Anyway,
so getting back to our Gemara now, the Nechash Shaila. Don't they have another problem? What's the other problem? Fine. The Kohen Chover, I'm not going to go and take any truma from an Amoritz, because I'm afraid that the truma was prepared in Kalim, which did not have a proper tefillah. Sure. They were Tomei, and therefore the truma unfortunately is Tomei. Okay, that's fine. But Nechav Sheila, after all, we do borrow neighbors on a regular basis. Nancy goes and knocks on the door by Yemti and says, Yemti, can you go and lend me a couple of kalim? I'm making a party tonight. I can use an extra pot, an extra pan. And if we're talking about from one kohen to another kohen, maybe these pots and pans happen to be tameh because they were not properly immersed in the mikvah. So, and as we'll see on the Gemara, the Amud Beis, it was the custom of people to go and borrow kalim one from the other. So how could I do that? By truma, I should also say, be nizhar, not to do kli b'tar kli, because the Amoritz is going to go to kli b'tar kli, and they might not become tar, because there's going to be a chatzitza problem, a shvei noy problem, and we borrow their kalim, as we'll see. Tinnan, kli cheres matzu ala koi, divri beisel, bishami om, ina matzu ala uichlet, vi ala mashkin, vi al kli cheres. What is this all about? You have Nebuchadnezzar's situation where you have a mess inside a home, and therefore you have now an oil hames. You don't want the tumma, the oil hames, to spread. So you have two floors. You have the bottom floor and the upper floor. And in between the two floors, you have an aruba, like a skylight, or a little thing that you can go through to get from the first floor to the second floor. You know what you can do? You can go and put a protective piece that will stop the tumma so that it won't go up to the second floor. What is that protective piece? You put up a kli cheres, because the kli cheres, as we know, is not metame mi gaboy, only me, sorry, koi. So therefore, when the tumma gets to the kli cheres
bounces
says,
away.
The buck stops here, the tumma stops here, you can't go through. Oh, kli cheres matzal akam. Didn't make it's only matzal oichle mashkin. Rashi says, the typical case, like we have in Parshas Chukas, when you're talking about a kli she'ain some apostle olav, where you're talking about that if it's hermetically sealed, then the tumah cannot enter into it. If that kli cheres has in it food or mashkin, so it will be protected by the fact that it's covered over by the cover. Aha! So that the kli cheres helps for. And as well, it'll also be a protective device against other kli cheres from becoming tumah, because of the fact that by putting the cover on top of the kli, that saves the whole kli from the tumma entering into the kli. But it's not going to go and save any other kalim. And therefore, if you have inside the same house, for instance, a regular kli shetef, meaning a kli which is not a kli cheres, then it will not be matzel on it. It will only be matzel on the oichlin mashkin and on the kli cheres.
So in this case, in the second floor, you have a kli which is a kli cheres obstructing the opening between the two levels.
Correct.
Wedged in, right?
Wedged in, right. So there's no passageway whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's wedged in, and below it are other kalim.
Right.
Beis Shammai says they all become tameh because it doesn't work.
You look at the Rashi, the second wide line. First, Rashi brings the Muk of Tzom, the possible oil and mess.
Right.
The real focus is on the Inami.
Right, Inami.
A mess, the Babais. There's a mess down below.
Right.
The Taharis Bali, right. And upstairs, the Taharis on the second floor. Varuba,
right.
Pesucham, and Abais Lali. And they have that opening in between. Voishivoi klicheres bepischa, and he wedged in the klicheres in that spot. Uklicheres is choitim in the Artoma. Deinem etamim migaboy. Matl al kol mashim aliyah, it's going to go and save everything which is up in the aliyah according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, no, it's only going to go and save oichun amashkin and other kli harrison, but not anything else. I mean, so we're going to explain in a moment why.
Okay, but just the fact pattern.
You have a fact pattern.
No. So the target is a metal kli that has in it wine. Okay, on the upper story. According to Beis Hillel, good, protected, no tuma, that wine is tahar.
According to Beis Shammai, it will not be matzah, it will be tummy.
And so when Beis Shammai says ochlin and mashkin, what is he referring to? What ochlin and mashkin is it matzah?
Inside the klicheres itself. If you have a klicheres, which has
within wedge inside there, was also, okay, all right. Okay, so it doesn't matter. It could be on the same aliyah. It could be on the same floor.
Exactly.
If it's sealed, it doesn't matter where it is, when it is, when it is.
Exactly right. Omlem Beis Hillel LeMishamim. Memnei Ma Omru, or I should really stop here. Memnei Ma, why are you distinguishing between whether it's Matzal and Oichul Mashkin and other Klicheres as opposed to anything else? Omlem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai answers back to Beis Hillel. Memnei Shehu Tamei Al Gabi Ama Oretz. The ain kli tamei choitzitz. My problem is that klicheres that you're wedging in between the first floor and the second floor, if it belonged to Am Haaretz, then I have to assume that klicheres was tamei. Why do I have to assume that it was tamei? Because the Am Haaretz didn't handle it properly, he didn't do a proper shmira, and therefore a tumma got to it. And once that's the case, a klicheres which is tamei cannot be choitzitz, because it itself is tamei. Aren't you being internally inconsistent?
Right.
The food inside, you say, is okay. The outside clear frame became tamei because the Amoritz wasn't careful. So one time a year ago or whenever it was, the klicheres was uncovered and a dead sheretz fell into it and became tamei, and he didn't realize, he didn't care, and he just washed it out.
Right.
So if that's the case, then how the oichlum mashkin shebesoicha, how they tohar?
Right.
Even though it's nicely covered, but the klicheres is tamei. Omru lehem beishamai. I'll explain to you why. Kishetiharnu oichlun mashkin shebesoichoi. When we said that the oichlun mashkin inside of it are tohar, if it's covered over with a tzomit pasul olav, you know why? Li'atzmoi tiharnu, for himself. What's the reason? Says Tap Rashi. Who yoichlen? He, the Am Haaretz, is going to eat from the oichlun mashkin. Share chaverim b'deilim mehem. The chaverim are going to say, sorry, I can't take from you. I'm sorry, I have to have hechsher, hashgacha, yeah, I can't take it. Umi magon, ubalav hachi, macholei tamei. Anyway, the Am Haaretz throughout the year is never makbid on tuma v'tara, so all is macholei matamei. So although we said that the oichlun mashkin inside our Torah, we mean li'atzmoi tiharno, for the Am Haaretz. Yeah, you can eat it, skizun dahi. We chaverim won't eat from it, but you can eat.
You translate the word Rashi, that last word, magan, that last word.
What's the word magan mean?
To touch?
To touch, exactly. Where the day when we hand, we stay away from the Amaraz.
From touching. Thank you.
No problem. Last time, Aval Nitair is a kli shetarosoi lechov v'loi. Are we going to assume that their kelim are tor? We cannot, because if he would only use the kelim for himself, just like we said, you can go and eat the tummy dikka food, and you can go and use your tummy dikka kalim. But we borrow from them their kalim from time to time, like Rashi says. Tihar telechov aloi, shematish alenu betishamish boy. And therefore, that's why we have to go and assume that their kalim are tameim, even though we say that for you guys, the contents of Torah isn't tight, you can use it. Because I'm not going to go and use it. It's your food. I don't know what Ashkoch is. I don't know how kosher it is. Meaning I don't know whether it's tummy the Torah. You can eat it, no problem. But if I'm borrowing the kli, then I got to be noivis, because then it has an impact on us chaver. And therefore, that's what Beis Shammai is saying. Beis Shammai is saying is the reason why it's not matzel this kli cheres, because I have to assume that the kli cheres is tamei. And if the kli cheres is tamei, then it's not matzel, it's not choytitz b'fnei ha-tumah, then the tumah will burst through because it's tummy. So you can't go and insulate the aliyah above. The only thing that I would say is that if you happen to have inside a kli, that's okay. Yeah, no, but that's tar.
And it's not saying it's tar, it's matzil. It's not saying it's tar. It's, the look of the
what's the word matzil mean?
But it's not
saving a person who's drowning.
No, matzil. I'm looking up the word, it's bothering me because we're not saying it's tar. It's not. It's you don't have to burn it. It feels like it's something less than tahar. It's matzil. It's matzil for the
matzil may be a tumor.
Right. It's matzil. Somehow it doesn't feel like it's matzil means tahar here.
It's a touchy feeling.
If you look at the Rashi third wide line, ukli cheres choytes from the atuma deinu metam bekavoy umatzil al kol mashibali. What means matzil? Does it mean that the person is like
from the garbage?
He's empty and he runs quickly.
No, otherwise you have to destroy it. What's the choice? If it's tumay and it's truma, you got to burn it. It's matzel for consumption.
Oh, so it's matzel for consumption. It's tumay.
But it's tummy for a tummy. It's okay. You know. I don't want to burn your time on this. I'm sorry.
It's not a question of burning my time. It's a question of understanding the proper shot in the Mishnah.
Right.
The Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, all of the food items and all the kelim ba'aliyah are all saved. Saved meaning that they are tohoir legamri because of this klicheres, which is matzel. There's a mess down below. Everybody's crying. Somebody passed away.
Right.
Klicheres is matzel, meaning that they're all tohoir up above.
So Basil doesn't think that the doesn't have the chazaka that the kelim of an amaretz are tamei.
Correct. That's Basil.
So in Beis Hillel's context, matzel does mean tahar. It's fine.
Good. But now Beis Shammai says
we think the chazaka is that the kelim of an am arutz are tamei. It does not insulate from tuma.
Good.
And therefore, it's matzil it on the ochlin umashkin. You don't have to throw in the ashpa. He can eat it. It's not matzil. They're not using the word tahar tamei. They're using the word matzil. And each of I'm really looking at the language. It's bothering me. But
my Russian of Beis Shammai is in matzil ella al ochlin al umashkin.
Right.
The fact that you have the klicheres, it'll save the ochlin umashkin
inside.
They do not have to go and be burned. They can be
consumed.
They can be consumed. It all to save other klicheres. But it's not going to go and save other oichlim amashim, which are outside the kli, as well as other kalim, which are not inside this kli, because everything else will be susceptible to tumah. Now the question is, aren't you being contradictory? Here you're saying it's tumah, here you're saying it's tar. Says Beishamai, I'm not being contradictory. That I said that the oichlim amashim shebesoichai are tohar, kishetihar, no.
Right?
Yeah. I didn't say that it's tar, that you and I can eat it. The Amaris can go and eat it, because he doesn't ask us and he doesn't really care. And anyway, everything that he eats throughout the year is tumah. He doesn't care. So, you can eat it, it's kosher, it's fine. But as far as the kli, we have to tell him, the kli, I'm sorry, the kid.
There is a shaykhus to the neighbor, the chaverah is going to borrow.
Exactly. So now that's the purpose of bringing this whole Mishnah, to show you that there is a concept of borrowing kelim from the Amaratzim. Since we borrow kelim from the Amaratzim, we get back to our original question. How do we allow for the bike truma? We are saying that
it's not
be toivel kli b'toich kli, because I don't care if the amor it's toivel's kli b'toich kli and there's a chatzitza, there's less than shveris anoyt, because he's the only one that's going to use the truma anyway, because we're not going to take it, we're chaverim, so he's going to have to give it to his friend the kohen amor, and the kohen amor doesn't care, he's going to take it, and that's it. So it's not our problem. It is our problem, because from time to time you'll have two neighbors and the chover will want to borrow from the amor the kalim of the Amaretz. Those kelim may be tamei because he's not careful, even for truma purposes. So you're going to tell him, nobody borrows. You see that people do borrow, and that's why Beis Shammai said, I metire the food, but I'm not metire the kli. And that's why it's not going to be matzel, it's not going to save the other kelim and food up on the aliyah, because it could be that it's tamei, since it belongs to Amaretz.
Well, according to Beis Shammai, the kli is tamei, so we're not going to borrow this kli.
That's what I would tell you. I would say
people do it.
We're saying it's tummy. Only part of Beis Hillel, I thought here.
Let's see the brayso further. Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua, boishim the breichem Beis Shammai. When Rabbi Yeshua is learning this Mishnah, he said, Bisha, I can't understand you. You guys are nuts. I have a busha. I'm embarrassed even to repeat your words. Efsher, Isha Losha Bareva. You have a woman down below who is kneading her dough inside an areva in such a kneading trough. You assume that she's an amaratzta, so she's a nida with a tzov and all the rest, and she's tamei. And the areva, by definition, she's touching, also becomes tamei. And they're going to be tamei shiva, a din of shiva. In other words, she's tamei shiva because of the fact that she's a nida or a zava. And then you can tell me the batzik is tahar. Or similarly, lugin mole mashkin. You have lugin, you have barrels, you have pitchers, which are full of mashke, whether it happens to be water or juice or wine or shemen or whatever. You're going to go and tell me the lugin, or tell me the containers, or tell me. Toma shiva, because she was tummy, she was a nida, zava, etc. Umashkin, you're going to tell me atoirin. Does that make sense? It's illegally, it's ironic, it's counterintuitive.
Ochunumashkin, it's klizmatami ochunumashkin.
Exactly. And therefore, said Rabbi Yeshua, I'm just so embarrassed, Beishami, even to talk to you, even think about your halach. Right. So one of the Talmud of Beishami came over to him and he said, me Talmud of Beishami, Amalai. I'll explain to you. Amalai, kli tamei choytetz or ene choytetz. Tell me if you have a kli, which is tamei, can it be a choytetz? Amalai, ene choytetz, of course not. It's kli tamei. Kli shalam aretz, tamei yotar. What do I assume chazak a kli am aretz? Amalai, tamei, it's tamei. Vimata oyim merloi tamei. What happens if I go over to the Amoris and say, you see all those kelim in the cabinet? They're all tamei. Is he going to even look at you? If you're going to say, yes, these are tamei, he's going to tell you, mit chutzpah, shalitar, mine are tamei, shalachar tamei. Rabbi, you don't know what you're talking about. Your are tamei, mine are tamei. And therefore, zeu tamei shel Beis Shammai. That's the reason why Beis Shammai said, when it comes to the food items, we tell him, gezintahit, eat it, because he eats anyway, but tumah throughout the year. When it comes to the kalim items, there we have to go and say, be careful, Rabbi Sai, because you might go and borrow a kalim one from the other.
Tumatar kitchen.
And now the neighbor is going to want to borrow it. So then we tell him that the kli, unfortunately, is tamei, and therefore you would have to go and toivel it. And that's the reason why we're distinguishing between the kli and between the food. Rabbi Shua was embarrassed that originally he said these words, Boishim Devrecha Beishamai, and therefore he went out to the cemetery where there was apparently a nice plot for all the Talmid Beishamai, and Oman Nesi Lechem Atzomis Beishamai, I ask you for forgiveness, the bones of the Beishamai Talmidim, Omastumai Shelechem. Kach, madach, in the case where you have these sumais, things which I didn't understand, because I didn't understand how could it be that the kli should be tamei and the inner part, the oichel mashkin, should be tahar. That didn't make sense. And now that this Talmud has explained it to me, now I understand, because this is for lehem, and this is lechov v'loi, this is for everybody. Now I understand what's going on. Simufarosh is those things which are crystal clear. Allah has kam v'kama, how much wisdom, how much chokhmah, how much seichel you put into your dvar alocha. Amru, and they said, kol yomav, for the rest of his life, Rabbi Yeshua, hushru shinav neitan Yosef. He fasted so many times that his teeth turned black, because of the fact that he didn't have enough calcium and enough milk and enough food.
He was a blacksmith, so is
that's the outer. Now we're talking about the shinai.
But
until this happened, whenever he opened his mouth, the teeth would shine. But unfortunately now, they didn't shine anymore. Ketani Mias, but what do I see from this fascinating discussion back and forth? Lecha v'loi, that we do borrow. Al mishalinan minayu. So if we're going to borrow their kelim, shouldn't we be careful that even by truma, don't be toivel kli b'toy kli, because since the Amoritz doesn't know what's going on, he's going to go and be toivel even when there is a chatzitz issue, even when it's pochim mishver is a noid issue, we're going to borrow those kelim. So Melech, if he says, if you're going to tell me that the food he's going to use in those kelim, he's only going to give to Kohen Amoritz, okay, so I'm not worried about the food. Yeah, gizantayit, food is good, fine, not for me, but for you, it's good. But the kelim I'm going to go and borrow, so I should go and be mesakein the same mala by truma as by koidish, not to allow for a chover to toivel kli v'toich kli. And for the markish, anytime we borrow from them a kli, if Yankel the chover is borrowing a kli from his next door neighbor, you know what he's going to do? He's going to go, and before using it, he's going to go and toivel it. So you don't have to worry. There's always a tikkun, always a takar. Pray tomorrow. If that's the case, he nahadruhu beishil beishamai. He shalina minayu matbelinim luhu. After all, we had a discussion back and forth beisham beishil on the Amud Aleph, and beishil said beisham they ma omr beisham they shoot tamei al gav amaret. He asked them, what's the reason why? What's the going back. Beis Hillel said it's matzel al hakoil, even on the metal end and other types of kelim. Beis Shammai said no, it's only matzel oichel mashkin and on kli cheres. Beis Hillel said, Beis Shammai, why is that? So Beis Shammai said, I'll explain to you, because the oichel mashkin, that's the atzmoi, but when it comes to the kelim, then that's the chov aloi, and therefore I have to be afraid that in fact that it's tummy. Says, so Beis Hillel could go and say, no problem. We'll go and borrow their kelim. We can go and be matir them, and therefore they're going to be tar. For that matter, if we're concerned about a mess down below, we can't go to klicheres. You can't go and be tar. Delete that. Anyway, so the point is, Dr. Yamara, that that's the reason why Beis Hillel. So we ask, why didn't Beis Hillel say to Beis Shammai, I have a tikkun for the kelim, and that is go and tar them? Kish, Dr. Yamara, the reason is because we're talking about a case of tamei mess. After all, that's the whole reason why we're talking about these
kelims.
Boy, hazor, gimel, v'zayin. You have to have us off on the third day and the seventh day. Umanu l'zayin yoyim elay mushli inchi. Meaning that if I were to go and borrow a kli from the Amoritz, which became tummy through Tumas Mas, I can matar that too. But I have to do hazor shlishi shvi and then the mikvah. How often do people go and lend kelim for a week? Person goes and borrows a kli, says, I'll give it back to you tonight, I'll give it back to tomorrow morning, 2 days from now. You don't take it for a week.
Yeah, but even a tumas of 1 day requires a tefillah and harav shemesh. I mean, when women borrow kelim, they usually do it because they need it now.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go there on that? I mean, it's a kli.
Wait a little bit.
Apparently, the chacham felt that was a concern.
Okay.
So can we just review? So according to now, Beis Shammai's reasoning is. We're saying to the we will borrow kelim from Amoritz.
People will, whether we want them to or not.
Right. Exactly, that's human nature, and that's
the way the world.
We're going to borrow kelim. So therefore, in this case here, why Beis Hillel was mitahir the ochel because
Beis Shammai was mitahir.
I'm sorry, Beis Shammai was mitahir the ochel because
he worse comes to worse,
he's not eating it.
He's going to eat it. I'm not going to eat it.
How does this show his position regarding the kli itself?
He said, but God, the kli itself, you can't go and use that to be matzel and anything else to right. Save it from tumah. Why can't you use it? Because the kli itself has to be choshed, was tumah. Right. Why doesn't Beis Hillel say to him, you're worried about the kelim from the Amoritz, which happened to be tumah? Anytime you borrow one, you'll go and you'll toifel it. Not a kli cheres, but any other type of kli. So the Gemara says, that works if you're doing a regular tumah, tumah stavela, tumah sheretz. Wait till night, as you say, to Arif Shemesh. But it's not going to work for Tumas Mas, because then you have to have it for a week, and during that week, the person doesn't lend the kli for a week. Okay, Frank Dimar Vatvila Mehemi, don't we believe the Amaratzim on Tvila? Vatanya, Neman Mamioritz Altaris Tvilis Tumi Mas. If an Amoritz says about himself that you don't have to worry about me, Rabbi Isai. I happen to be Tahar. Yes, it's true, I was at Levaya last week. You don't have nothing to worry about. I had Shlishi Shvi, and I went to the Mikvah, and Neman, they are believed. What do you mean? You just said a moment ago that we don't believe in the Gabi Tvila. And every time we borrow from the Makli, I gotta be Toivel the Kli, because it might be Tameh. We say that we do believe Amoritz on Tahar. If you're talking about he himself, his Guf, he's more Makbid on that. On that, he's Mehemen. If you're talking about Kalim, on that, he's not Mehemen. He doesn't treat the kelim with the same degree of severity as his own guf. So that's a bias test. Rav Amar Ida Vida B'kelim. Both are talking about his kelim. Here we say we do believe. Here we say don't believe. Rabbi say you don't have to worry about the potential of the chatzitza issue or the less than shveris anoy issue because in my life I never ever toiveled one kli. I was always careful to toivel each kli separately. If he tells you that, he is Ne'aman. The Hod Omar, however, he says it's Balti. No, you're right. Casually, I used to go to Kli, Mitoich Kli. Avalei Balti Mekli Shem Vethiv Kishwai Sanoit. Like Rabba would hold,
right.
Or like Rabbi Eli would say, but I was always careful that there shouldn't be a Chatzitza issue. On that, we don't trust him. Not that we don't believe him. We don't trust him. Why don't we don't trust him? Because after all, he's an Amoritz. So he's going to go and say, if once he puts himself into the situation where he did Toivu Kli Mitoich Kli, I am not absolutely convinced that he knows the halacha well enough that he'll be careful not to use less than shveris anoy, but that he'll be careful not to be a chatzitza. Right. So, Timur Batanya, this is Beloshin Nichusa. I'm going to bring you a raya to distinguish between those two cases. Naman Amar Tzalei Ma Peiris Lihokshiru. If he offers you peiris and you say, well, maybe they told me because, no, I was careful and never touched water, never none of the seven mashkois, never muksha. I believe him. That in fact, yes, the papers were hochshiru. Yeah, water fell on them. Yeah, it's true, and I was nichalei. But I made sure they're not to be tami. So what's the difference between one case and the other?
Right.
Here you're saying you do believe, here you don't believe. So that's what you want to say. If the Amoorit says that we weren't even in this situation at all,
the Fitzumov, you can believe him.
Right. However, if he says we were in this situation, but I took care of
it. You don't trust his rigorousness.
Exactly. And therefore, that's the teretz, why one time we say I rely on his tevila, and the other time I don't rely on his tevila. Not like Abaya said, that because of the Gufoy and Kalim, Rava says, if it's Kalim, the Kalim. It depends on the situation. If he says, I never even got into this case of Kli B'Tech Kli, then fine. I don't have to worry about Chatzitza, Shver Sanoi. However, he said, yeah, it's Taka true. I used to put in Kalim B'Tech Kalim, but I was always careful. I can't trust his carefulness. Frank Yimara, about Gufim Mehem, and now we're going back on Abaya. On Gufim, we can't believe what time we lived in a Braisa. Chavir Shebola Hazois, if a Chavir comes to the person that is administering the poradumu water and spritzing, Mazadol, I'm a chover, here's my chover card, you can go and spritz at him immediately, and I don't, yeah.
And I'm vaccinated too.
And you don't have to worry about shlishi shvi, you assume that today is the third day or for longer.
He's following all the laws.
It's fine. I'm original, hazi, Mazadol, I've actually asked him for name shlishi shvi. No, no, he's got to be a shlishi shvi, because I'm afraid that maybe he became tamei this morning or yesterday. You got to wait until shlishi. So therefore, we have to stay a shlishi shvi. So you see that even on Gufoy, we don't trust him. Since we require him by Tumas Mes to be standing here in front of me and to be with us for the next 7 days, so he put all the chumas on him, so he knows that he's got to be meticulous and careful and scrupulous and all of that.
As it were, like a hover in training for that week.
Exactly, and therefore at the end of the week, when he says, yes, of course, I had my shlishi shvi. I didn't want to, I had no choice. I was stuck here in jail with shlishi shvi. And of course, I went to the mikvah and everything. So then we already go and trust him, because since we're machmer so much on the front end, we believe him at the back end. And with this, Baruch Hashem, we have concluded the discussion on Kli B'Toich Kli. We go on to Chayim B'Toich. Thank you. Frank Dimon Maya Chayim B'Toich. What's the case of the Mishnah that we said the Gabi Truma? That if the Acharayim or the Toich or the Beis HaTzvita become Tomei, only that component becomes Tomei, but not the entire thing. But by Koyish, you said the whole thing becomes Tomei. Kidanan, like within another Mishnah, Mishnah Mesechta's Kedem. Kli Shenitma Achoyrev V'Mashkin. What happens if you have a Kli that became Tomei with Mashkin Tomei? Now, as we know, Menat Torah, there's no such thing as Mashkin being Metamei Kedem.
It's all Medirei Torah.
It's all Medirei Sof. It's Medirei Sof. It's Medirei. What's the reason why? Because of the Zeirish of Zayonis, of the Zam, and the Zav, the Spittle, and the Meimiragla.
The upgrade of Mashkin to Rishon, etc.
So therefore, that's why we say that the Mashkin Temeim can be metamically. However, it's limited, since it's Drabbanim. So Kli Shenitma Achoyer of the Mashkin, if the back of the Kli, in other words, the underside of the Kli, right, became Tomei B'Mashkin, right, then Achoyer of Temeim, B'Toychoy, that is the upper side of the Kli, and the Oignoy, and the Oznoy, and the Yod of Atahoyrin. What are all these funny terms? The Oignoy, says Rashi, is Sfose HaKfula. In other words, the top of the Kli might have an edge which is bent over, like, right, a rim, and you're holding it from that rim, from the edge. Or Oznoi means that it's like a little hole, like an ear, where you would go and hang it up on a nail inside the kitchen after you've washed it out. The Yodav, if it has a Yad, meaning it has a handle. Those are Tahirim. Why? Because it's only the Acharayim that becomes Tamim, and every other aspect of the Kli remains Tam. On the other hand, if the Toich of the Kli, where you normally use the Kli, that becomes Tamim, then Kulei Tamim, even though it's only Mashkin Tamim, then the entire Kli becomes Tamim. When do I say the entire Kli becomes Tamim? If you're talking about Koidish. But if you're talking about Truma, then you would go and say selectively, one part yeah, one part Nisht, like we had in our Mishnah. So therefore, that's the distinction between, that's the case of the Charayim V'Toich, is the Gabi, the Truma, and the Kodshim, or by Truma we can selectively say this became Tomei but not the rest, but by Kodesh the entire thing becomes Tomei, even though it's a Tuma D'Rabban. Now we send the Mishnah to Beis HaTzvita. What's the Beis HaTzvita? I already explained one way in the Mishnah yesterday, but the one has two pshat of my Beis HaTzvita, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mokim Shetzoivtai. Rashi says Shetzoivtai means that's where he holds onto it and he hands it over. In other words, think of your regular, normal, large plate where you have the main course. Most of our plates are not totally flat. Around the middle of the plate, they become elevated, a rim and a rim, right, on all sides. And that's when you want to hand the person the plate, you hold it by that rim, the edge of the side. You don't hold it in the middle because you might be touching the food. So the food you typically don't go and have mole al gedosav going and filling up the outer edges. It's usually only in the middle of the plate. So therefore, the makatzita means that side of the plate. So if you have a dead sheretz that touched the side of the plate, that side becomes tummy. But the rest of the plate is fine. V'cheinu oimer. How do I know makatzita means that you hold on to it and you extend it? It says, v'yrus v'yitzpa lo kali. What means v'yitzpa? He extended to her the kali, the wheat or whatever, the kernels, and he was holding on to it on the other side. Rashi says, targum v'oishit lo. Oishit lo means to hand over. So that's v'yitzpa. The word soifta means the place where you hold it and you hand it over. That's where the finicky people, they like to have, they don't want their chrein directly on the fish. They have the chrein in that little cubicle on the side. And every once in a while, they'll take a little bit and they'll put it on the fish and they'll dip it in. Or they want their hummus or their tchina or their salad dressing. They don't want it to be mixed up with a ganze chulin. So they have it on the side. So that side is a little indentation of the plate where they put in those condiments, etc. Tony Rabbi becoming Rabbi Nachman. Kol hakeinu imei makarayim betoich. Echad kotshe emigdash v'echad kotshe egvot. Says Rabbi before Rabbi Nachman. By all kelim, there is no distinction between acharayim betoich. It's all one and the same. So if one of them becomes tamei, the other becomes tamei. Sai kotshe emigdash. What means kotshe emigdash? Koydish. That's the halacha of our Mishnah. That if the base of tzvita becomes tamei, the toich becomes tamei, the acharayim becomes tamei. The whole thing is tamei.
The chomer by kachim.
The echad kachim gvul. The same thing applies to kachim gvul. What is kachim gvul?
Right.
How do you define kachim gvul? That's truma. Oh, by truma, you're also saying that there's no distinction between acharayim and toich. Right. But then that's our Mishnah. Acharayim and toich, the base of tzvita and truma. That each one is individual compartment, that it's not one. Maybe when you said kachi gvul, you don't mean truma. You mean mechun shenafel taras hakodesh kavres. That's what you meant. And Kartimel said, you know, you reminded me of the Gemara of yesterday. Do you remember Baravua? Achas esri mal the shadu kan. There were 11 altogether. Sheish rishoyd is ben the kodesh ben chun shenafel hakodesh. The chodesh achroinois, the five last ones, the chodesh ben chun shenafel taras hakodesh. And therefore, when Rabbi said before Rab Nachman that there is no distinction between Kalim, the Kharayim, the Toich, Saif, the Kodesh, and that means bona fide Kodesh, the Echad Kodesh Yigvul means Chulin Shenasol Taras the Kodesh, because the first five, six cases in the Mishnah, in fact, all the Chumis that apply to Kodesh, all apply to Chulin Shenasol Taras the Kodesh. Therefore, the Kharayim, the Toich is all one entity. But not like a Truma. Truma, no, that doesn't become Tomei. If only one became Tomei through Mashkin Tomei, the others do not become Tomei. Have a wonderful day, everybody.